سيدي 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 يا إمام رضا، سيدي سيدي يا إمام رضا.
الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. For the love of Imam Zaman صلوات. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم وظالميهم وغاصبي حقوقهم لعنة الدائمة من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض يتبوأ منها حيث يشاء نصيب برحمتنا من نشاء ولا نضيع أجر المحسنين. For the day which is the birth of 8th Imam, for the love of 8th Imam Ali ibn Ridha, please say salawat all together. Congratulations to Mu'mineen and Mu'minat, and to all those their hearts are enlightened with the birth of Imam, that is Thamir al-Hujaj, 8th amongst Aima alayhi salam, and the one who is called Shams al-Shumus, Anis al-Nufus, Mughith al-Shi'ati wa al-Zuvvari fi yawm al-Jaza, the one who reaches to Mu'mineen and helps Mu'mineen in this world and hereafter. And the Imam that is enlightening the world today, and especially a part of the earth that was dark, it has become enlightened with the place and the personality of another Ali, that was third Ali in the line of Aima alayhi salam, Ali ibn Musa Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam. In this short time tonight, as it's working night as well, I would like to speak about the verse that I began with in Surah Mubarakah Yusuf, that speaks about Yusuf of Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, that Quran has said, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and thus did we give to Yusuf power in the land. يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْتُ يَشَاءُ, he had mastery in this land wherever he liked. نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ, and we send down our mercy on whom we please. وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسَنِينَ, and we do not waste the reward of those who do any good. Dear brothers and sisters, when we look at this part of the verse of Surah Mubarakah Yusuf, it speaks about the event in the time of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, as Yusuf was thrown into the well by the brothers, and he betrayed by the brothers, and they were thinking that story has ended, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had his own plan. The betrayal of anybody in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has no value, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own plan. Makaru makarallah wallahu khayrul makirin, as Allah has his own plans in many bad actions. who knows that what is going to happen at the end. They had thrown in the well, and they thought that the story has ended now, and they have gotten rid of the personality of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and he's been forgotten. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning in this verse, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That is how we gave power, stability, and establishment to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam on the earth, that he became as minister of treasury in Misr, and he was being given power, that when again those brothers of Hazrat Yusuf visited Egypt, they found that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is a powerful personality, although in the beginning they could not recognize, but later they found that yes, he has become as a minister of this country, and he is the most powerful personality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed that part of the land because of the personality of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. The personality of Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam is very close. If you like to recite salawat the night like this, then salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Yes, he is example of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. As Yusuf was thrown to the well, and later he became powerful. But when Yusuf had become powerful, at that time he became deputy of Pharaoh of the time in the Egypt. And Aziz Misr was one of the mushrikeen. In one of the arguments where our eighth imam has defended his position, and he has given the evidence that why he had accepted the position in the time of Mamun, and he became deputy and Wali Ahd for Mamun, when somebody asked from Imam Ali ibn Ridha that how come that you have accepted this position with a wrongdoer like Mamun. And this question is still today that can be in the minds of youth. So let us take benefits of the knowledge of the personality who is called by Aimma alayhi salam, and especially by sixth Imam Alim-e Ali Muhammad. One of the titles that our sixth Imam, before the birth of our eighth Imam, had given, he said, Alim-e Ali Muhammad, the knowledgeable amongst Ali Muhammad alayhi salam. Please say salawat. When individual asked this question, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam asked this individual again, another cross question, what do you think, that prophets are before Imam or Imam is before the prophet? And he said that of course prophets are before Imam. And then Imam asked, what do you think, that mushrikeen are worst or Muslims are worst? He said, of course mushrik must be the worst. And Imam said, being a deputy of a Muslim is a worst practice, or being a deputy of a mushrik is a worst practice. He said, of course, being a deputy for somebody who is mushrik, it is a worst action. And then Imam alayhi salatu wasalam recited the verse that I recited, and he gave that an evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, praising Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam by saying, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that we gave establishment to the Yusuf on the earth. يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْتُ يَشَاءُ, then he had mastery and he has position of being master of the earth, and he was taking decision on his time. So Imam alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to say that a part of the earth that was darkened, and it was necessary that the message of the prophets and message of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam has to reach to this part of the earth. That is why our eighth Imam has accepted this position to be deputy. And then he says that there are many differences in my position and position of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Yusuf had accepted to be deputy of a mushrik. I accepted to be deputy of a Muslim. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was not forced on his time. He accepted with his will. But I was forced to be deputy of Ma'mun. And there is a lot more difference. But when I have accepted for a very important reason. And that is tamakkun alal ard. That means power and stability. That if we just look today in the part of the world where our eighth Imam is buried, as one of the phrases of his ziyarat, As-salamu alayka ya noor Allahi fi zulumat al-ard. Our salam upon you who is noor, a light in the part of the earth which was darkened. That means Aimar alayhi salam were being sent down in various parts of the world. Wherever it was darkened, Aimar alayhi salam had to come and enlighten that part of the world. And especially giving the message of the Shia and the message of school of thought of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Establishing a country that is based on values of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Establishing a country with the ideology of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. That was the mission that our eighth Imam Ali ibn Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam had taken when he came to Khurasan. Second important thing that the Quran has mentioned, Nusibu bi rahmatina man nasha, that is the duty that we give to somebody who we will, who we choose. That means Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam was chosen to be in this part of the world. It was mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he was appointed to be in this part of the world. And this appointment, it has not come after he decided, but that was appointment. It was made in the time of Prophet, peace be upon him. As Prophet said, one of my descendants is going to be buried in Khurasan, and whosoever visits this place, because ziyarat of Imam Reza alayhi salatu wasalam has many rewards. There are many ahadith that are narrated from the Prophet and then Imam alayhi salam, and especially those narration and ahadith that are from our eighth Imam Ali ibn Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. In one of the hadiths where Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has said, Ala wa man zarani, beware that anybody who visits me, qataballahu ta'ala lahu ajra mi'atu alf shaheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to write down the reward of alfu mi'ati shaheed. Alf, that means 1,000. And mi'a, that means 100,000 shaheed. His reward is going to be equal to 1,000 shaheed. And then in his narration, he says the benefits of his ziyarat, where his ziyarat is going to be beneficial, in what points in this world and hereafter his ziyarat is going to be beneficial. He said, Man zarani ala ma bu'di dari, if somebody visits me in a place which is far, as he is called gharibul ghuraba, a stranger in a land, a place which is far from the place of his grandfather, or which was known as city Madinatul Rasul. Man zarani ala bu'di dari, ataituhu yawm al-qiyamati fi thalath mawatina. I will come on the day of judgment in the three places helping this person. So you can imagine that how important is ziyarat and visiting of eighth Imam. He mentions those three stations, that in three stations Imam is going to help. In one station he said that إِذَا تَطَايرَتِ الْكُتُبُ, when books are going to be distributed, that means books of the deeds are going to be distributed, at that time I will help to the person who is going to visit me. وَعِنْدَ السِّرَاطِ, and second place there is on Sirat I will be helping. وَعِنْدَ الْمِيزَانِ, and the place where a'mal and practices and deeds are going to be distinguished, that is the point that I am going to help. So ziyarat of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam itself has become as a place, a center for the values of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Wherever you find that A'imma alayhi salam have gone to those places or visited the places and they have taken the position, like Imam Hussein came to Karbala, and our first Imam has been buried in Najaf. Those places have become the places like center for the stability of the Shias. That places have become as a places like Kaaba for the hearts of Mu'mineen. Same is position of eighth Imam, that when he comes into the city of Khurasan, his presence itself made a lot more movements in this part of the world. The people, those who did not know about the values of Ahlul Bayt and belief of Ahlul Bayt, Imam Riza was the one that he started promoting the ideology of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam with his action, practices, with his speeches. The very first thing that it had happened, it is said that Imam, I think he moved in Khurasan, that was Wednesday. And on Thursday, Ma'mun invited the people from various parts of community. Those were invited, and it was like an open invitation. And Imam alayhi salatu wasalam had to take place, and people have to do bay'at of Imam al-Rida alayhi salatu wasalam, because he is deputy. And he made an open invitation that they have to come and give their allegiance before our eighth Imam. So Imam's presence and his action itself, because actions speak louder than the words. Imam, what he was acting like Prophet, peace be upon him, in all the actions. What he decided, rather than just speaking, he started acting like Prophet, peace be upon him. So one of the things that Imam did, when people they started coming around and they wanted to give allegiance, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam placed his hand high, and people have to come and give allegiance. And one of the things that the caliphs, they had changed, that they used to put their hand, and other people they used to put their hands on their hand. And Imam alayhi salatu wasalam came and he put his hand up, and he asked the people, they have to put their hands down before Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ma'mun asked that, you have put your hand down, then people they can give your allegiance. Imam Reza said, I am son of Prophet, peace be upon him. I will not put my hand down. If the people they like to give allegiance, they have to put their hands down, and they have to give allegiance to me. And that is tradition of Prophet, peace be upon him. So with his action, Imam changed the atmosphere of the time. And same was the position when he was asked for the celebration of Eid. When he was invited that he has to perform and lead the Eid prayer in the time of Ma'mun. When he was asked at that time, he refused. Imam said, I would not go and lead the Eid prayer. You ask somebody else. Just leave me alone. He said that we would request you that if you can go and you can lead the Eid prayer. Then when he was forced, at that time Imam accepted. But when Imam accepted, at that time he acted like his forefathers, like Prophet, peace be upon him. That changed the atmosphere of Khurasan. It is said that Imam Aleyhissalatu Vesselam, before he wanted to leave, he made the position of Ammama as Prophet, peace be upon him, used to do. That he made Tahtul Hanak, that one of the parts of Ammama, he opened that and he put that under the neck. He took his shoes off, because one of the traditions that when you like to walk towards Eid prayer, although, you know, in the countries where we live, then you have to put tie on and you have to be booted and suited. But when you like to go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time, you can just look at the tradition of 8th Imam and then see that how Imam alayhi salam is walking towards the place of prayer, because he wanted to pray Eid Salat like Prophet, peace be upon him. So Ma'mun had sent many of his commander-in-chiefs and armed forces, generals, those who came around, and he wanted to demonstrate that how we respect and honor an Imam. And they were riding on the horses. They came outside. They were standing that they can welcome Imam alayhi salam. So they brought a horse for Imam alayhi salam, that he's going to sit on the horse. And with this respect and special guard of honor, Imam is going to move towards the Eid prayer. But when Imam came out, like open the button of his shirt, his Amama was opened and it was under the neck. He did not have shoes. He came out and then commanders realized that, oh no, the position has changed. He wants to walk. He does not like to ride on the horse. So in the honor of Imam Ali Sultan, they have to come down. They came down. They started walking behind Imam of the age. He was Imam of the time, Imam Reza alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Imam raised his voice for takbirat by saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. And the whole crowd behind him started raising the voices of takbir. And it is narrated that people, those who were standing on the roof, they were just waiting, because it was announced that the son of Prophet, peace be upon him, today is leading the prayer. So Imam made a revolution. When he started walking, everybody started raising the voices of takbir. And these voices of takbir were heard everywhere. That whole city became like city of Tawheed, city of Allahu Akbar, city to pay great gratitude for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the action of Imam. Whenever Imam comes in action, at that time he makes a city in action. He changes the city. He places a tradition that was the tradition of Prophet, peace be upon him. So when Imam started moving, he was in halfway. And Ma'mun was reported by his consultant and advisors. They came to Ma'mun saying that if Imam moves in the same position to the place of Eid, and if he gives khutbah today, if he delivers his sermon today, whole country will be changed. And he will take the lead of the country in his hands. And he was frightened. So what it means? With one action, Imam actually shaken the foundation of Ma'mun. And he sent a message to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam that he has to go back. And they announced that there was some sickness for Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why he could not attend the Eid prayer. So you can see, brothers and sisters, that how Imam alayhi salatu wasalam was changing this country, and how he delivered his message with his action, with his characters, with his seerah. That today you can realize that ahadith that are being spread by our 8th Imam. So there are books that are written down only by 8th Imam, that were written down when he was in Khurasan. and those narrators who have seen Imam al-Islam from very close, those who have been able to meet with Imam al-Islam. So this country become country of ruwat, ahadith, muhaddiseen, country of ulama. And that is the result that we can see today. Those muhaddiseen, those ulama, those mujtahideen. That if we just imagine the event that have taken place when Imam entered, thousands of muhaddiseen, those who came to listen to the hadith of Imam Reza alayhi salatu wasalam. So Imam was placing tradition of hadith, and he was delivering the knowledge. Like there are hadith about Tawheed, questions that were being asked about Tawheed. There were many debates that have taken place between Christians and Imam Reza alayhi salatu wasalam. There were many sects, those who came asking questions from 8th Imam, and he had to answer. Today I've selected one of the questions that was asked by 8th Imam, and with that we would start our du'a-i tawassul, that we can make a tawassul before 8th Imam from this far place, and send our salam before our 8th Imam and congratulate Imam of the age. One of the questions that was asked from our 8th Imam, and especially for the youth, evidence that he was asked that how come people cannot select or elect an Imam? What is the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow the people that they can select somebody or choose somebody to be an Imam? And is that possible, or if it's not possible? Imam alayhi salatu wasalam said it's not possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have given selection to the people. The reason? Because Imam has to be the most knowledgeable personality, and there should not be any doubts, any confusions in his life. There should not be any flaws in his life. But his life has to be filled with the knowledge. He has to be symbol of the knowledge. He has to be alim and with the divine knowledge. There should not be anything, any ignorance in his life. Second, that he has to be guardian for the ummah, for everyone in this world. And selection for the people, this kind of person is not easier. He has to be guide, and he should not flee from his responsibilities. If he has been given a responsibility, he should accept that responsibility with willingness, with happiness, with satisfaction. Third, he said, Imam has to be infallible. Infallibility is inner quality. It is not something that people they can recognize. How they would be able to realize that somebody has infallibility or not. Fourth, he said that he has to be appointed by the Prophet, peace be upon him, for the guidance, and he has to be selected by him. It is not responsibility of the people. He has to be from the descendants of Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. So Imam is saying qualities of an Imam. If somebody likes to write down for himself the qualities, what qualities an Imam should have, or if we like to argue with somebody, what are the qualities that an Imam should have? Those are the qualities that Imam is mentioning. He said he has to be from the progeny of the prophets. So his line of generation, it has to reach to the prophets. He has to be from the family of the previous prophets and Aimma alayhi salam. He must have knowledge in reality. So his knowledge is not from the schools. He is not one who is learning from people, but he must be the one whose knowledge is connected with the realities, haqqaiq. He knows a knowledge from its real sense. That means he has knowledge from the real sources of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eighth, he said that he must have spiritual excellences, and at the same time, he should have ability to lead in political affairs. So you can see that these are two different qualities that Imam is mentioning. One is spirituality, being spiritually excellent person, and at the same time socially he has to be political leader, and that is not something that is easy for the people, that they can choose somebody as an imam. He must be wajib ta'a, people they can obey him. If he is selected or elected by the people, maybe many people will not obey him. Obedience of people is one of the responsibility, one of the quality of imam, that he has to be obeyed by the people as well. And finally, he said that he has to be nasih, best of the advisor. When he advises, his advices have to be acceptable. When he advises the community, he has to be inspiring personality. His advices has to inspire the community as well. That is how he becomes an imam. So when we look at this hadith of eighth imam, and then see that the great personality of eighth imam is an evident personality with all these qualities at his time, that he was one of the spiritual personality and at the same time politically involved, and he was taking the lead, that he has been able to demolish a system in his time, although they wanted to betray Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, but at the same time Imam had changed the atmosphere, and he did not allow the system that they can take benefits of his presence. And his bravery was one of the most important quality, that whenever he wanted to speak with the ruler of the time, Ma'mun, he was not the one who was following the maslaha, that was thinking that somebody is going to be happy or not. The ruler of the time is going to be happy or he's not going to be happy. He was the one who used to speak truth, even in front of Ma'mun. And in many occasions, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam had spoken completely with the truth and honesty that made him angry. But Imam alayhi salatu wasalam was completing his responsibility. That is the imamat that we can see that reflected in the life of our eighth imam, Ali ibn Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. Assalamu alayka ya Abul Hasan Ali ibn Musa Ridha al-Murtada. السلام عليك يا شمس الشموس السلام عليك يا عنيس النفوس السلام عليك أيها المدفون بأرض توس. There is a request for dua for the shifa of خانم نزيفه, as I think she is sick. Please recite أمي يجيب at the moment with the help of eighth imam all together. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. عما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. عما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. اللهم اشف كل مريض. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المؤمنين والمؤمنات. اللهم اشف مرضى المنظورين بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.